This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil,
got down on his level,
but I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
Passion of the Witless.
I'm no stranger to the rain.
Best part about fighting tyranny.
I can,
I get to meet a lot of cool people. They all got that light in their eyes. They can be black. They can be Hispanic. They can be white, old, young. Doesn't matter. They have got that light in their eyes. And those that serve Satan don't have that light, do they? But the really sad part is most people don't have the light in their eyes. They don't have the evil in their eyes either. They have the eyes of a sleeping man, a sleeping woman. They're in a trance, and I'm here to not show you the world, but to try to get you to wake up so you can see it for what it is. I'm here to awaken you. You will do the rest. I'm not trying to make you see what I see or believe what I believe. I'm not a Satanist. I believe in you, and I believe once you see your free will and take your destiny in hand, that you will be an asset to humanity, and I need your help. All right, let's go ahead and talk to John in North Carolina, then we'll go to Duncan and others. John, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Alex. I just wanted to try to awaken people just like yourself and say we got to realize, put the normalcy bias down. We are under communist control right now, and it's really time for folks to, if they haven't already done so, like you said so many times, get hard copies of these things. Look back at your documentaries. Look back at the videos. The first time I saw you was on Wake Up or Waco. And I've been looking at some of the Hanson.
Well, that's a Mike Hanson documentary. That's like 24 years old.
Absolutely. And I think so much people can draw from those parallels of how they demonize the Patriots with Ruby Ridge, with Waco, with Oklahoma City bombing. It's a repeat of what they did in the 90s. And they're
exactly. Those were all microcosm tests. Now they're doing it on the big scale.
Absolutely. And people need to realize that who wins the war writes the history. So if the Patriots want to educate their children and their progeny, they need to get these documents now and start educating them and getting out of the re-education camps that are and is the cult of academia. That's where I'm working in the cult of academia. I could talk ad nauseum about that, but I'll do it another time. But those are some key issues that people really need to grasp here.
Well, academia and medicine are cloistered internal professions that are tend to become cults. But yeah, if you look at academia, now it's anti-free speech, now it's authoritarian. Speak a few minutes about what academia has become.
Oh man, I mean, I won't give too much away, but in the university here, and it's nothing but indoctrination from, I say, K-12 indoctrination, college university weaponization, and that's exactly what it is. So they indoctrinate the children K-12. And by the time they get to college, they can weaponize that with the Marxist full ideology once they've been conditioned to hate themselves, to hate their nation, to hate everything good. Then they can really weaponize that. And that's what you're seeing on the street with BLM and Antifa and the like. These are weaponized individuals. So, I mean, it's almost sad when you look at what they've done to these people.
And it's all because the parents, the child is ready to hear the truth when they're young, ready to be told basically the parables, as Christ would teach, about real things, but putting it in stories. Children are ready to hear that. They're ready to interface, and they're ready to understand. But you've got to tell them to not trust the system and to be their own individual self. But instead, that's not done. These mothers just induct their children in to sit on the laps, in many cases, of convicted pedophiles.
They do. And they take God out of schools. I mean, that's the key. Take God out and put the state in.
Well said, my friend. Thank you, John. All right. Freeman, Duncan, Chris, Anthony, Larry, Frankie, Judy. I will get to every one of those calls, but no more. I want to talk to you all. But first, Barnes is on for a while, and he'll be happy to take calls on these subjects. Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, is straight ahead on the other side concerning martial law in America and what's being rolled out and how we counter it. Stay with us. Technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies. And it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of. And you know you're getting good food at a very good price. And you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. For the long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently...
Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
No wars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
So we are in a paradox right now. Trump won a landslide, surrounded by cowards, surrounded by bad advice, other than Barnes and a few others. He had nobody there at the end and had to leave. He had the Q phenomenon designed by the globalist deep state to make everybody think we were invincible so they wouldn't be mobilized. Now they learned that most of the Q people arrested at the Capitol did not vote. They thought there was no need to vote. That's in the Associated Press today. And I'm not bashing the Q people. I knew they're going to keep using this now to say, oh, there's no Jeffrey Epstein. There's no world government. There's no New World Order. Q discredited all that. Q made all that up. No, Q came around and hijacked our awakening to the globalist and ran it in the ground. It's okay. I've been conned before. I'm not perfect either. I'm not judging you if you got into the Q lunacy. I get these are scary times. You want to believe everything's okay. But you've got to get down to brass tacks. It's you working with others with God's help that's going to change this. Barnes can only come on for 30 minutes yesterday, but I twisted his arm to come back today. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, one of the top First Amendment lawyers, constitutional lawyers in the country, and he's one of the best spoken as well. He's here with us to talk about historically, politically, where we are, because we all have a normalcy bias, including myself. I've lived in a free country so long that we're now going under martial law. We have martial law censorship. Everybody else is shut down but me. We built the infrastructure knowing it was coming, literally. And they are now coming in saying, former deputy director of CIA, we're going to hunt down Republicans. We're going to get them. You've got Tucker Carlson reading quotes on his show where Democrats want the military to crush their opposition. Washington Post headline yesterday was, we're going to hunt down conservatives like they're the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. Other quotes out of the new Obama administration, which is run by their puppet in a titular figurehead way, Joe Biden. This is really Obama and his third administration. Is launching all these new wars, engaging in all the surveillance, persecution of whistleblowers. I mean, this is bona fide tyranny. So I want to speak to that and speak to the latest COVID information coming out from Johns Hopkins. And indeed, we had the same number of deaths roughly last year and the year before. It is a fraud. And now we learn from documents that came out on Meet the Press and other statements by Biden administration planners that it's a five-year lockdown. He's going to take restrictions off the summer and then bring them back permanently for 4.5 years, bankrupting all small businesses. This is something no foreign enemy can carry out, the literal annihilation of Main Street and a corporate consolidation. So, Barnes, there's a lot I just put out there to unpack, and we'll get into other issues as well, but what are we in historically, and what do you expect to unfold out of this, and what can we do?
Well, I mean, first we have an unprecedented attempt to bar someone from even running for office after they're no longer in office. So, I mean, that's, I mean, today the president lawyers filed their response, their answer to the impeachment.
And so since they did that, let's cover that first, and we'll get into the martial law. Go ahead.
So it was a solid response, but not spectacular. You know, it reminded me a lot of Trump's tenure, that there were some real achievements and then some real missed opportunities. Because the allegations in the impeachment are that merely raising questions about the election constituted illicit incitement. And not only is that a threat to the First Amendment, it's also a threat to the way in which the it's trying to gaslight everybody. It's the
and that opens the door for Trump to bring up the election.
Exactly. And so I'd hope that they would be aggressive. This was a written response. They could go into detail. They could highlight the critical points about this. That, you know, first, a bunch of people that didn't were not legally qualified to vote voted. That a bunch of people that cast their ballots in a manner that were not legally qualified. And third, the votes were counted in a manner that was not legally consistent or constitutional. They don't raise any of the three. Instead, they kind of hide. So that was unfortunate to witness, and it suggests that they were only willing to go part of the way compared to where the president had suggested he wanted them to go. So we're still seeing some limits in his defense, which is unfortunate. But the fact that they're willing to reinvigorate the 14th Amendment in a way that was never intended, the 14th Amendment being passed during a Civil War amendment meant to prohibit people who were part of the Confederacy from joining the new federal government. Congress is now claiming they can use that to bar anyone they want from office forever. By just labeling what they did, quote unquote, insurrection.
I mean, this is an incredible consolidation of power. And you have AOC and all the Democrats saying all Republicans basically are terrorists just because they're in a party and none of them even have a right to be in the chamber. It's amazing.
I mean, we haven't seen anything like this in the United States, frankly, ever. We've seen it in places like Cuba. We've seen it in places like the Soviet Union, where what happens is they often have elections in these countries. There's just only one party that's allowed to be on the ballot. And that's functionally what they're looking to do. They're looking to say that you won't even be allowed to vote for these people, because if you do, they won't be allowed to sit in office. And that's the path. That's the perilous Pandora's box.
So they're really trying this expulsion.
Yes, absolutely. They're doing it twofold. One, they want to claim that just a majority vote in the Senate allows them to disbar from office forever anyone they want. Regardless of whether it's the president, whether it's an existing office holder, or a future potential office holder. They want to use this case to set legal precedent that they can go out and just start barring people from office on the ground.
And wouldn't that officially put us in a dictatorship by oligarchy?
I mean, effectively. I mean, once you have one-party government, you no longer have a functional democracy, that's for sure. You no longer have a representative democracy, that's for sure. When the people can't even vote into office, the people they want to
elect. So that'd be an oligarchy or a plutocracy?
Well, really, it's more like I call it statism writ large, but it's really a one-party state. That's what it functionally is.
So a communist.
So yeah, exactly. It's in a sort of a autocracy of kind, where only one party and one group has all the power, is allowed to, permitted to have all the power. So it's deeply problematic. Where they're going, that's why the president has some good aspects. He incorporated his lawyers incorporated all the defenses that we talked about, including the First Amendment defense that I've been urging, including the Bill of Attainder defense that I've been urging, as well as the unconstitutionality of the impeachment writ large. They do a good job of incorporating all of those aspects to preserve those for future reference. But they could have been much more assertive on the 14th Amendment's limitations. Much more. Congress has never made the claim that they're trying to make now. That's why when you're talking about what's the historical context, we're seeing things we have never witnessed in American history. We're seeing a militarily occupied capital that we haven't seen at times of war. And then we're seeing Congress attempt to do things in exclusion from people from the Senate, exclusion from people from being able to run for office, convicting people on impeachment when they're not even holding office, disbarring anybody they dislike from ever being able to run for office. These are all unprecedented events, and using the power of impeachment, the power of disbarment, the power of removal to punish speech they don't like.
And what do you expect of a group that just stole an election? They know they're illegitimate, and so now that they've already gone this far, it's clear they're just going to keep going and going and going.
Exactly, and that's why I hope the president puts up a little bit more of a fight. With the Congress needs to be put on trial. The Senate needs to be put on trial because they are the ones threatening democracy. They're the ones threatening constitutional freedom.
And you get that, and Tucker Carlson gets that, and I get that, and Tulsi Gabbard gets it. Why doesn't, can't Trump find lawyers that aren't damn cowards?
It's been a constant problem. Essentially, he goes back and forth between people that are so outside the system, they're ineffective, the Sidney Powells of the world.
Yeah, like martial law, Q stuff, or we can't do anything.
Or institutional insiders. There was an Axios story today about the internal discussion that happened back on the 18th. And it shows you, I mean, my view is both sides were embarrassing. The side that Powell and Wood were arguing and Flynn was arguing was not credible. But so was the side of all these insiders. These insiders made false statements about what was happening in the election, false statements about what Barr did. And the people like me have occasionally been able to break through to the president and give him a third option, someone who's savvy and smart without being part of the institutional corruption. But it's tough to do, and it's tough to maintain it. Because he has all of these other people constantly whispering in his ear saying, go a different route.
You know, he's a good businessman and doesn't want to screw America, but he just doesn't have the conspiratorial understanding of the globalists and the history of this. Robert Barnes, let's come back then and unpack what you think is going to happen at the trial that starts next week. And then I want to look at COVID and the martial law and, I mean, just all of it.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes is our guest, constitutional lawyer, really smart historian, good friend of mine, one of the smartest people I know. Bob, you said it. It's all uncharted territory. But it's classical tyranny. I mean, if it was a whiskey, it'd be 200 proof, which means, for those that don't know, that's mean pure alcohol. This is like moonshine, white lightning. Hitler was like 100 proof rum, and he was bad. Stalin was about 100 proof rum as well. This is white lightning. I've never seen anything like it. And it's a bureaucracy where Stalin and Hitler, the buck stopped there. Mao Zedong, buck stopped there. This is a bureaucracy of oligarchs and authoritarians. I guess the word is it's just a centralized fascist model. You could call it communist, but they're all disconnected from what they're really doing. Just like all the reports say that big tech is in their own class. They don't even know how to order food or live their lives. And they're pushing something that personally I look at, I know is explosive, like a chemistry set combination. This is going to cause an explosion. This is not good. I'm past even hating the globalists at this point. They're just completely psychotic. What is your view on that they want more troops in D.C., that they're all over the news, as you know, announcing they're going to, quote, root out and hunt down Trump supporters? I can play the clips for hours here. I mean, this is declaration of war, foaming at the mouth insanity. What is the psychology here, or what is going on?
You're trying to normalize statism and oppression at an everyday level, to where people, to where the next generation will think of these things as normal. In the same way that the current generation, Gen X and millennials, see what happens at airports as totally normal, that in order to fly somewhere, you have to go through all of these securities, all these invasive mechanisms of looking at the bones underneath your own body, all of that, they see as normal because they grew up with it. If they were born after 2001 or started using airports after 2001, they're trying to make normal things like wearing however many things on you, medical Sharia law, where now the CDC is claiming authority over buses. I mean, the CDC is supposed to be the Center for Disease Control.
And Uber, just a total jurisdiction. Explain as a lawyer the insanity of that jurisdictional announcement. Totally illegal.
So what CDC is supposed to be about is mostly making recommendations, helping with vaccines, helping with drugs and disease control. What they are not supposed to be is your local transit authority. What they're not supposed to be is monitoring what happens on your local school bus and your local Uber car and your local taxi. But that is what they're doing. They have made themselves a supranational transit authority monitoring for all means of transportation.
I remember what Bill Gates said. I have the video clip coming in the next segment since you mentioned this. He said we need a UN-run global authority that controls all transit. So this is really Bill Gates is in charge of the UN and the WHO, and now he's telling you he'll be in charge of everything through the national health departments. I mean, this is insane. Boris Johnson said 2 months ago, he said, when we run the G8 this year, I'm in control of the G8. I'm putting Bill Gates in charge of the G8. So what the – who is Bill Gates? This is insane.
It is. What it is taking what has traditionally been our right by common law, our right by custom and tradition, our right by the Constitution as consecrated therein, and making them privileges subject to the monopoly of this monopolistic control of the state. So simple things like being able to get in a car and go somewhere, being able to get a taxi somewhere, get a bus somewhere, get a subway somewhere, just be able to get on a plane somewhere, just to get on a train somewhere. The basic means of transit and transportation is going from a core fundamentally protected right that goes that has ancient histories of our ancient liberties and is being made a conditional contingent privilege which you could only exercise at the permission of the state.
And now they're saying anal swabs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, where is it going to end? They're going to keep escalating this to see how much they can have complete control over people to condition the future generations to see this as normal.
And they're not saying that Buttigieg, it's okay because he's gay. It's just like Tim Cook runs death camps in China. It's okay, he's gay. Now Buttigieg is going to stick Q-tips in your butt.
Yeah, it's insanity. But their identity politics is the mask by which they, it's kind of like you look at the Titanic and the sort of neoliberal class that Biden is part of, basically doesn't want to restructure who's where on the Titanic. They just want to make that the people that are in first class with protected privileged status, that they have different gender identities, different genders, different races, different ethnicities, different religions. And somehow that masks the fact that they're still maintaining the same misallocation of power.
Exactly. The pure fascism comes in and they just create all these little fake joke rights.
Correct. It's very much they're using aspects of the fascistic model from Germany and Italy in World War II. Aspects.
Well, that's
of the
question. Would Hitler have been good if he'd been gay? Like, I don't hate gay people. I'm just saying it's like it's OK if we're your fascists, we're gay. And it's like, OK, well, if Hitler was gay, would have been OK.
Well, exactly. Like, look at Janet Yellen. Their whole defense of the fact that we have this corrupt Secretary of the Treasury trying to prevent a free market and protect the corrupt hedge funds who helped put the money in for Biden to get elected president, personally enriched her for millions and millions of dollars. What was their defense? She's a woman. That was their only defense. Their defense was not that she was not corrupt. Their defense was not that they were not interfering on behalf of the hedge funds and the Wall Street corrupt actors, but instead it's she's a woman, so magically that means that she can do what she wants. It very much is Hitler would have been okay if he had been transgender defense.
Exactly. Well, I gotta say she's got a nice beard though.
Agenda's just no comment. There's no doubt about these aspects that the system is trying to grab and seize power. Condition the ordinary person's mind to accept that power as a condition of their personal and public safety so that in the future they will see things as normal that today we recognize as unprecedented, perilous, and against our ancient liberties. And that's why it has to be fought back against at every single level.
Well, you say ancient liberties. I mean, the right to travel, the right to speech. I mean, this is stuff that literally tens of millions of mainly people in the British Isles fought and died for over their freedoms, and now we're just crapping it in minutes. I mean, we're just taking giant reserves of freedom and just flushing it.
Exactly. And, I mean, they're getting people to forfeit and forego the most basic, most elemental rights that we have, the right to an education, the right to transportation, the right to express yourself. There's no more core rights than those, and all are under extraordinary threat. From this
and you
got to
go through a Bill Gates global ID. We'll play the clip when we come back. It's all official. A global ID he and the UN run with Xi Jinping to be able to even leave your house. I mean, wow. What a criminal action. Where are the governors? Where are the states? Where is the Senate? Where is the House? We'll be right back with Robert Barnes. I'm Alex Jones.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling vitamin mineral fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars.com. Store.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is the paradox, as the callers are pointing out, of the giant awakening happening. Biden National Security Advisor told Hillary that Al-Qaeda is on our side. Those came out in 2012 statements. So we're Al-Qaeda, those of us that don't want tyranny, the average gun owner, veteran, but the people that actually work with Al-Qaeda, they're good guys. Robert Barnes is our guest. Take a few calls next segment. He'll be able to dial into whatever you bring up for people that have been holding, like Larry and Duncan and others that we'll get to. But What about the good news? We see suddenly Macron saying the vaccine doesn't work. It's basically ineffective, almost completely ineffective is the quote. Australia is suspending the vaccine because it had so many problems and deaths. The UK is saying don't give it to above 75, don't give it to under 16, don't give it to pregnant women. You see Merck pulling back and saying we're not putting our vaccines out now. We had big problems. This thing mutates too much. You can't protect anybody. I had a virologist on 11 months ago saying this. This is known science. So what is Gates and Fauci, and what are they thinking? What do they think they're going to get away with here? And now Biden statements have come out on Meet the Press that they want a five-year lockdown. I mean, this is incredible. A lot of businesses go, well, I'll just get bailouts. But everyone's habituated not to go to your restaurant or go to your business again. And then the economy consolidates under the big megatech. I mean, what are they thinking? What is your view on their plan? Because they admit this is a corporate hoax, a takeover. But are these good cracks we're starting to see? Or is this just Macron realizing how deadly this is? He's hedging his bets.
Well, I think that from the get-go, there was reasons to be worried about the vaccine. Bill Gates acknowledged this when he said that the only way in which anybody would release a vaccine on this timetable for this kind of virus would be if they had complete immunity from any liability of any kind. And so that was the giveaway, that clearly this was not a safe.
And he said 700,000 will get sick or die.
Exactly. Now, the second problem was you have a contest, in my view, between Bill Gates's agenda and some of the government's agenda. In other words, Bill Gates has hijacked effectively a lot of the public health authorities around the world to push his agenda. And his agenda is mass vaccination all the time to have maximum social control over the scale and the size of the population, the growth of the population, and ultimately the population itself. It's probably not coincidental that Bill Gates is tied to a range of patent requests for things like chips in people's bodies that would control currency, control vaccines, control medication, act as a form of digital identification.
That's and by the way, he has those patents. We have MIT 2 years ago saying Bill Gates hired us to create chips in the vaccines, but then he goes on TV last week and whines and calls it evil. What's crazy and evil that we're saying this?
Because it's exactly what his real agenda is, and everybody who studied the man over the last 20 years knows it. You know his father, and you know it all the way back. It's what we've been talking about for almost a year.
So is he just a psycho that can't help it? He's got to do this because he's into controlling and hurting people? I mean, because what he's doing is so destructive for him. He'll never get out of this. I mean, this is insane.
Well, I mean, he is more driven by control than he is anything else. I mean, he's like a Bond villain, except Bond villains might be written it with a better sense of character and likability than Bill Gates. That's it. He believes thoroughly in his goal and ideas like a Bond villain does.
Well, exactly. And more he goes public, the more he's hated. He has a 99% negative rating now. So now they just ban comments, which only pisses people off more.
Well, there's a reason why he's been buying off quote-unquote fact-checking organizations, particularly in the public health space and the international news space, for years. Because when he got burned for what he did in India, got burned for what he did in Kenya, got burned for what he's done in other parts of the world, he recognized that he needed to control both the health authorities and control the press that covers the public health. The problem is it's getting exposed at too many levels. I mean, from the get-go, this was just like swine flu 1976, where we rushed through a vaccine, it completely backfired. CBS 60 Minutes even did an expose on it a year later. We've never had a successful coronavirus vaccine in our meaningful history. Even the flu shot is sporadic in its success rate. So there was, and it usually takes 3 to 4 years to even measure safeness and effectiveness and safety according to them, their own standard. So the idea that we could rush this was an area where Trump, frankly, made a mistake. He compromised, hoping to satisfy the Gates crew by rushing a vaccine, hoping he could use it for re-election to deal with all these issues, when in fact that was never going to be a good compromise.
And you just nailed it. You just nailed it. The UN came out in December of 2019, a year and a month ago, and they said, our doctors don't believe it. There's no testing. We're killing people. Autism. It's all collapsing. It's wobbly. We've got to go to the foundations, talking about Gates, giving us this and say no. So instantly COVID's released to create a too-big-to-fail thing where he gets everybody to have even bigger waivers. He normalizes death, and then he just thinks he'll be the hero in the middle of it. It's kind of like Red Adair blowing up an oil well that's on fire with explosives, but this didn't blow out the flame. It made it even bigger.
Exactly. And the states are addicted to the power. So what you're seeing now is a conflict between Bill Gates' agenda, which was to get everybody so miserable that they begged for a vaccine as the solution, so they condition their mind to just take whatever the government says they want to put in your body in the future, against what the states like, all these countries and individual state governments, which is they love the power that they've been given and that they've got away with it, that the courts have let them get away with it, that police and sheriffs in many places, not all, but some, have let them get away with it without even passing the law through the legislature in many instances. And they love this power so much, that's where they started undermining the vaccine by saying, oh, actually, the vaccine won't deter transmission, so we get to keep all of our power and crazy lockdown rules.
You said it, so that's why it's schizophrenic. They're like, oh, yeah, take the vaccines, it protects you, but it doesn't really. They were just going to stop showing all the false positives and say they'd been the savior. So Big Pharma wanted to be the savior, but they've walked into the trap because the deeper globalist group wants an endless lockdown and total control, and so they're all fighting with each other now is why none of it even makes sense.
Exactly. The vaccine boys, Big Pharma, and Bill Gates need the vaccine to be the cure-all so that they can condition the human mind to accept whatever Big Pharma wants to put in their bodies next, while the state needs the vaccines not to be the cure-all because they need a convenient pretext to continue to seize power at a whim whenever, wherever, and however they want to, because this has worked at such a global scale that they couldn't have even imagined this. This is like Hoover's wet dream times 10.
But it's said that evil only works the first few steps, doesn't work later. What about the unforeseen, the global awakening that's happening and the fact that people are getting, the fact that our audience has exploded? This cannot be good for them long term.
No, their problem is they're going against people's ordinary everyday experience. As people's life experience refutes what these people are saying, both the Big Pharma side of the equation, the Bill Gates side of the equation, and the status side of the equation, they're recognizing these rules often make no sense on their own terms. They're recognizing these rules don't actually produce the health benefit they
claim. I can sit right next to somebody on an airplane, but I got to be 6 feet apart everywhere else.
Exactly. And with my intimate other, I'm supposed to wear a mask. I mean, this is ridiculous stuff. So
now they're saying when you masturbate, wear one. People go, this doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to, is it? A cult wants you to do stupid things. When you join the Marine Corps, it is a cult, maybe for good. But they literally make you do silly things that don't make sense. It's to make you stop thinking and do what they say.
Exactly, to have reflexive conformity. And the problem is they're awakening more and more people to this because they're seeing the signs of it. So you have record numbers of people questioning, hey, were vaccines ever really safe and effective? Why is there special immunities for vaccine makers? Why is it that you label a drug vaccine all of a sudden supposed to have this magical, mystical quality that has no problems associated with it? How do these things actually work? Why have they been lying to me? Why do they say one thing about a mask, then another thing about a mask, and then a third thing about a mask? They see this deception in live time. They see the media deceiving in live time. And they see their life experience that they don't know anybody, you know, under 50 years old that's healthy, that's died from COVID. And they're like, if this is such a great threat, why is it I don't know of anyone who's experienced what
they're
claiming?
But we do know a bunch of people died who were even 20 years old or 50 years old from the vaccine, and it's coming out. That's when I saw Gates and them pull this, and they admitted it was a plan to take over. I'm like, how does Klaus Schwab and Gates think they're not going to be known as saviors in this? They're not going to be safe anywhere, and I don't want any violence against them. These people are crazy, lunatic control freaks. I mean, Schwab wears Star Trek outfits and is given holy scrolls on TV by bizarre cults. I mean,
the old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Smarter, you'll be able to comment on those issues. We'll do this longer segment, one little short segment, then Paul Joseph Watson takes over from England ahead of Owen Schroer in the war room. But let me just give you an example of what's going on. We have a lot of backup servers and big infrastructure systems because we're not allowed on any of the other big giant platforms. We had to build our own things. I'm going to leave it at that. We also have a radio satellite that cost us, for how much we do it every year, over $100,000. It's like $150,000. We have a TV satellite that reaches all of North America, parts of Europe, hundreds of stations picking it up. We also have a direct HD feed we send stations, but only about 50 or so pick that up. Over 200 cable and TV stations pick up the satellite. But a lot of those folks are new listeners. They don't really buy anything. It's okay. But we hear about it. We get word of mouth about it. And then a lot of the stations stream their own internet. So that's it's hard for them to shut us down. We're number one on cloud TV. We're number one on a bunch of other services we haven't been taken off of. Number one, I just signed a $300,000 a year contract for the radio satellite for another year. It'd be $200,000 if I signed a 2-year. I mean, that's what your money does here. It takes a lot of cold, hard cash. Because again, if you've got a cell phone, costs you $500 or whatever, it's an incredible supercomputer, it dials into trillions of infrastructure the globalists have built. We've had to dial in and build our own infrastructure, but let's be conservative, $20 million a year. Okay, nobody else did this, and that's why we're still here. Everybody else is shut down. So thank you for supporting us. But people are like, why are you plugging? Why do you have ads? Well, we're on commercial radio that has 14 minutes of ads an hour. If we wouldn't have been on that, we would have been shut down 3 years ago when they took us off everything. So the fact that I'm still low-tech, one foot in low tech, one foot in high tech, is the grace of God that we did this. Because I'll always use any venue I can to reach people. I pay $12,000 a month for WWCR to reach the third world. It goes global. I don't make any money off that. It's a cost. My mission is use business to finance the revolution, not just make money. If I want to make money, I can sign a $100 million deal, at least last time they offered me, to sell off the globalists. People say, oh, we'll expose that. Well, it was an off-the-record meeting. It wasn't illegal. $100 million. That means no employees, $100 million to Alex Jones to start. They buy people like kids buy baseball cards. I'm not for sale. I'm only for sale for God and the truth. That's why I buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Spread the word about this broadcast because any day could be our last. We are in a serious globalist takeover. And so all I can offer you is the truth, nothing more. InfoWarsStore.com. Get the books, get the films, get the T-shirts. I get Ultra 12. It's back in stock. Still good for your immune system. 50% off. DNA Force Plus is about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com. The liquid ultimate turmeric, it's about to sell out. Our powdered turmeric has sold out. Lung cleanse is back at 50% off. Barnes, I want to go to some calls. They've been really patient, but I don't think the listener understands that there's not much infrastructure for independent media out there, and I've actually tried to build this infrastructure for others. It's just that patriots are so independent, everybody wants to do their own thing, which is fine, but we're rapidly approaching a moment of Congress and the states don't act, where they're now taking down Parler, they're taking down Telegram, they're taking down anything independent. This is a purge.
No doubt about that. They don't want independent information to be available, and InfoWars has been the template for how people can continue to have a free press, how people can have free speech, and how people can be able to support independent ideas outside of these institutional gatekeepers who want to keep and force everything within the gates, and anything that's not okay is going to be expelled and not allowed back in ever again. And the template that InfoWars has been able to do is critical for people to be able to reuse, to replicate in the future. Maybe one of the only mistakes the system made was going after InfoWars, someone that can fight back in a smart, intelligent manner, and thus blaze the path for other people to do the same thing now that they're all under assault. We see the contrast. I mean, Parler disappeared overnight. Thought they had legal protection that they didn't. Thought they had political protection that they didn't. Thought they had technological protection that they didn't. It's because of the InfoWars audience that this method and mechanism of being able to maintain and sustain the biggest independent free press in the world has been around.
And I'm glad you say that, because when I sit there and say we're still standing, I'm like a guy in the ring round 12 of Muhammad Ali. I am not sitting here saying I'm tough, you know what, and boy, I don't know. It's all you folks. I'm hanging on the ropes with blood coming out every part of my face. But the other guys beat the hell, too. And so I'm just saying, folks, keep us in the fight. Pray for us, because we're one of the last people standing right now.
It's like the GameStop Redditors. They use the South Park meme where the guy's coming out and saying, I didn't hear any bell. Even though he's beat up, he's more the other side. The hedge funds are even more beat up. And it shows the sign of the populist revolution of people taking technology into their own hands and looking at you don't have to recreate the wheel. The wheel's already been created. That's why I always recommend people support InfoWars, because it helps.
Here's an example. 10 years ago, then I'll go to calls, or 12 years ago, we got dropped by, there was only three satellite carriers, ABC, Clear Channel, and Jones, and no relation to me. Clear Channel dumped us, even though I was paying, you know, 10 grand a month or whatever it was for satellite, and then ABC kicked us off. The media spun that, oh, he's with ABC. Well, yeah, it's like saying we're the AT&T if you call me an AT&T phone. I paid for the service. They took it away from me. Jones didn't kick us off, and then later it was other satellites we're on now, but I learned because the radio network I was on was being kicked off because they were carrying me. I had to go pay for it myself and learn. People go, how the hell do you know how to do all this? They made us do it. So what Nietzsche said was true. That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger.
Absolutely. It's the reason why I recommend people support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. You can get healthier, wealthier, and wiser, because it's a model for everybody. People out there are complaining about certain aspects of some of these new platforms cost some degree of money, $2, $5, $10, whatever it is. The problem is people have been paying money and not recognizing it because they've been giving up their privacy, giving up their belief systems, subjecting themselves to censorship and suppression. That's the cost, and that's a much higher cost compared to having an honest pricing mechanism up front. And the utility with InfoWars is – You're able to buy products that you want, that you need, that make you healthier, that make your life easier while supporting this independent.
And that's the key. Listeners have to understand, we have to pay, which is fine. Every damn thing, every chain, we have to pay. When you're on with big tech, you just get it all. You just dial in, it's all there. You think it's all. No, it's warehouses of equipment, satellites, uplinks, encoders, descramblers, you know. It's a damn mess. And I couldn't do it without these great engineers. But I'm just saying, that's what's so scary is other people are sitting ducks. Let's take a phone call to Robert Barnes. Really appreciate everybody patiently holding. Duncan in Washington, you're awesome. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, there is systematic evil in this world. What's required now is systematic accountability of the traders in our nation.
I agree. Lack of accountability, I meant to start the show today with, the fact that globalists are unaccountable and operate through puppet politicians is why they're so reckless. Keep going.
A week, probably the end of October, about a week before the election, I had asked you regarding the on-air committee of correspondence, following the pattern of the founders, and you mentioned you would do that after the election. I think what we need is a group of, I hate to use the word experts because that word doesn't mean anything anymore, but people like Robert Barnes, Joel Skousen, Dr. Edwin Vieira, Stuart Rhodes, Edward Griffith.
I agree. We have to start organizing committees of correspondence to launch new declarations of independence, and I appreciate your holding to say that. Barnes, speak to that. You agreed with me last week that a new declaration of independence with some senators, with some governors, to let the people say they agree with it, that's the beginning of a real, not secession, but a reconstitution of the old republic.
No doubt. In fact, I mean, under Article 5, you can have a convention of the states. Actually, I think 27 states have already approved it. I think there's only 7 more that would be required. And basically, there are areas that need clarity that shouldn't need clarity, but frankly do because of our existing politicians and our constitutional republic. And that includes a protection from private monopolies who take over the public square. That includes limitations on politicians and what they can do, whether it's insider dealing or other methods of corruption. That includes the ability to have term limits, the ability to have more direct democracy in the sense of referendums and initiatives and the right of recall of politicians who lie to get to office.
Let me ask you this. How do you challenge a institutional, corporate, governmental rape, a move against the people, a consolidated authoritarian takeover? Because this is a revolution. We're facing a revolution.
Well, look at how the InfoWars model was built. And we saw it replicated just last week in the biggest revolution and revolt against Wall Street in Wall Street's history. It's taking all of our individual power, collectively aggregating it, and then using it, leveraging it. And that's what all those Redditors did. They just did, I mean, what keeps InfoWars around? It's purely, solely, wholly its audience supporting it and keeping it alive to maintain independent means of communication, publication, and information. Well, that's all the Redditors did. They just formed a little board. They decided to discuss it. They decided to leverage their power. And what did they do? They brought to some of the most corrupt, most pernicious, nasty hedge fund, Wall Street business entities in the world to their knees within a week. So that's what the people can continue to leverage their individual.
I totally agree. Stay there. A few more calls. Robert Barnes and Paul Watson takes over. But think about that. Think about it. And people say, oh, well, they'll kill it in the end. It doesn't matter. It's our exercise of power that matters. This isn't about money. This is about taking these globalists to task so they aren't as out of control. It's about war. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.